Radio Northampton.
Now, it is 6 minutes past five right now. And was the police response to last week's nightclub brawl in Northampton enough? That's the question being asked by the town's former MP, Tony Clark, who says he can't understand how, 4 days later, no arrests have been made. Six people suffered stab wounds in the disturbance on Bridge Street involving between 50 to 60 people. A further two people sustained other injuries. Police believe a Stanley knife-type implement may have been used for the stabbings. People who live near Bridge Street spoke of their shock after the incident.
Well, I heard loads of shouting and that, and I didn't take much notice of it, because where I live, there's loads of shouting, and I just switch the TV and blank it all out, because I try and go and help out, and then sometimes you try and give a bit of help, and then you just get a kick in the teeth.
Really shocked. I just think it's not a safe world for anybody. I know it happens in every town, but when it comes to your own town, you'll get to the state you do not want to go out your front door because you don't know who's walking behind you. I live in the town centre and it's scary.
Well, the morning after the fight, Robert Schneider, who is the manager of Faces Bar, that was one of the bars involved in this, spoke of his concern about the police's response.
It went wrong right at the last minute. I didn't see very many police in the street last night, where normally it's quite busy, as the street was, to see quite a few more police bodies on the street, which, you know, if there were a few police like there are normally outside the snooker centre, which is closed down, they'd normally step in before anything really, really took hold, which last night, unfortunately, when all the bars kicked out at four, it did take hold. Unfortunately, due to the nature of the trade, every bar has a small fight now and again. You can't help it.
So, was the police response sufficient? Tony Clark is the Green Party candidate for Northampton North. He's also a former MP, and he's on the phone now. And, Tony, you don't think so?
No, I don't. Former special constable as well, and when I used to police those streets, you used to hope as an officer that you had enough support around to prevent incidents starting in the first place. And I think, if I'm being critical, it's not of the officers. I think it's being critical of, first of all, the response, why no arrests were made. But I think equally that the noises coming out of the police, press and media team are spin. And people want reassurance, and they don't just want a clampdown on any information coming out.
But on the subject of arrests, they can take time in any kind of case.
They can take time in any sort of case, but I think when you've got 60 or more people in what was described as a mini riot, when you've got so many people injured, including six stabbed, it's incredulous to believe that not one person was arrested, because those that are arrested at the scene can often provide the evidence and can often provide the catalyst for more arrests to be made. And I just don't understand how each and every one of those involved in this mass brawl were able to walk away, were able to move away from the scene without anybody being detained for questioning and or being arrested.
Well, let's talk about the event on the actual night, because we have heard from Northamptonshire Police. Unfortunately, no one is available to come on to speak to us, but we do have a rather lengthy statement. And one of the main things that they do specify is to say that, I want to reassure people that we did have sufficient officers on duty in the early hours of Friday morning, and we were at the scene in force within 6 minutes of the first 999 call.
Well, 6 minutes of the first 999 call. We should have people in the town centre. I mean, on what we would call the leisure zone, particularly on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday night, you'd usually have four or five officers at the top of the drapery, some in Bridge Street. You'd have a van within close proximity, usually parked outside All Saints Church. And so how long does it take officers to get from the top of Bridge Street, Gold Street, All Saints Church to where the incident occurred? 6 minutes? I don't think so. And so, you know, where were the officers that it took 6 minutes for them to respond? And why weren't they on the scene, knowing that this is obviously, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning? Kick-out time is usually the place where things do kick off, not just outside the pubs, of course, but also outside local takeaways.
But as we know, this happened on a Thursday night, and as the police have told us as well this evening, traditionally Thursday nights are not sufficiently busy in Northampton Town Centre to justify specific fixed resources, even at this time of year, and therefore we do not have the same policing response as we do on a Friday and Saturday night. There is an element of this being very unpredictable, given that it was a Thursday night.
There is, Annabelle, but, you know, forgive me, bless you, I wouldn't have a go at you, but you're ended up having to put the police's side of the story because they can't field anybody for bad news. All they can do is issue these statements. And what would have been known from the fact that a lot of these people travelled up from London is that Thursday night was probably either a stag do or probably some event that brought a lot of people into the town centre. Therefore, they had plenty of time to respond. And when they talk in platitudes, when they refuse to put people up, you know, we've got a police and crime commissioner, Adam Simmons, who can't stop himself getting all over the press when he wants to tell us how wonderful he is and how brilliant he is and promote figures such as reducing violent crime by 40%. But when things go wrong, when HM Inspector of Police criticise them for being terrible in terms of victim responses and in terms of investigating crime, when things like this go wrong, where are they? Where's the Chief Constable? Where's the PCC? And why are we having to put up with platitudes and press statements and not one of them dare come on the radio and assure people and give people security that A, the response was good enough, and B, that they can prevent it happening again?
Well, you bring up Adam Simmons, and this would perhaps lead me to say, are you just playing party politics? Because as I mentioned in the introduction, you are a PPC, you will be standing in the next general election. Obviously, the Police and Crime Commissioner is somewhere that has been elected there, and he would not be there if the Conservatives weren't in power. Who knows what the Green Party's policy on it is. But are you not just using this for party politics?
No, not at all. I think there's people across the political spectrum, including in the Conservative Party, who are fed up to the back teeth of Adam Simmons. I don't think it's a political issue anymore to criticise a man whose ego is bigger than the earth itself. And I'm not playing party politics. I'm just saying that the police have overspun. They've got themselves out of control. They have a media office now which is stacked full of people who used to work in the local media. And I don't blame them because they're doing the job that they've been trained to do. But you need a different response from the police and you need a more professional response. And what I'm saying here isn't for any political gain. I'm saying it as somebody who used to police those streets as a special constable, as somebody who lives in the town and somebody's concerned that if we can't have trust in the police and if they continue to act in the way that they're doing, not officers on the beat, but in terms of the professional side of the force and its media team, then I'm afraid we're going to lose confidence in them.
OK, Tony, we shall leave it there. Tony Clark, then former Northampton South MP, now at PPC for the Green Party, and also, as he mentioned, a former special constable. As I said,